Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, every day we take a look at a passage from the reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we had Exodus 25, John 4, Proverbs 1, and 2 Corinthians 13. And I gotta tell you, I love it when some of the readings are linked in significant ways, like today. Exodus 25 and John 4 both tap into the same understanding of where and how to worship God. And we kind of see an evolution of sorts, a progressive nature of God's, you know, leading his people into worship. In Exodus 25, we have a very detailed account of the specifications for the people of God to build the tabernacle, or the dwelling place of God, and the Ark of the Covenant that will rest therein. The tabernacle is basically a tent for worship, so that God and his words may dwell in their midst. You can see that God is once again condescending and working out a way that he, in absolute holiness, can still live amongst his people. Between this story and that of John 4, not only has a tent or a tabernacle been built, but God had something more permanent built instead by King Solomon, who is believed to have written most of the Proverbs, including the one we read today. This was the temple in Jerusalem. But in John chapter 4, we read the famous story of Jesus and his encounter with the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. And as a Samaritan woman, she had what was generally seen as maybe you would say a muddy or distortion of the faith. One point of distinction in that was that they believe the place that God's people are to worship him is right there on that mountain in her region, rather than in the temple in Jerusalem. But then Jesus is now making it known to her and to us ultimately that there's a transcendence of real worship under the new covenant. It's not on Mount Sinai, but it is. It's not in the ark, in the tabernacle, but it is. It's not in the temple, but it is. It's not even on their mountain, but at this very moment, it most definitely is. Jesus is breaking the understandings of societal norms to even have this conversation with her. And then he makes it clear that a time will come that will break all people's understandings of worship norms. The power of a singular place is being erased. I want to read that exact text to you today so we can chew on that. Today in verse 21 through 24, he says, Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." It's not about the tent, tabernacle, ark, or mountain anymore, y'all. It's not about the building, the structure, the region, but about the spirit and truth. The spirit has now come to rest within God's people. Paul said it like this, which we read not too long ago in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. "Do you not know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." We are now walking places of worship, y'all. Wherever we live and breathe should become a place of worship, a holy place of worship. Remember the type of detail God had for the creation of the tabernacle and ark we read about in Exodus 25, that place of his dwelling? Imagine what detail he put into creating you and I, and us, his church as a whole. His plans in both cases are to better demonstrate his holiness and his glory to best be revealed. That is our calling, and thus it is not only in spirit that we must worship, but also in truth. There is a clear need for sincerity in our worship, but people can be sincerely wrong and worshiping the wrong God. We must worship according to the truth, according to God's word. But Jesus even told this woman that she's been worshiping that which she does not know. The worship must be in truth. And here's a big thing that we know about truth, huh? It has a name, Jesus. John 14 said it like this. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Places of worship are now people of worship. I've heard people say before, "Yo, you can't say that in church," or "I can't believe you do that or wear that in church." Well, here's the thought. What would it look like if you lived each day as though wherever you walk, the church is going with you? The spirit that deserves worship is being carried wherever you put your feet. So let's pray right now that God would keep our minds set to the reality that we are his temple, and that wherever we go, however we act, however we live, that it should be done in a way that is worshipful to him according to his spirit and in line with truth. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you not only gave us really specific instructions for how to live life, how to worship you, Lord God, but then you gave us a spirit that leads us in it, that empowers us to do it. You gave us the example, the embodiment of truth in Jesus, and that you've given us your word to walk us through and show us what truth is. Father God, and I just pray that you would help us to continue to live with that real understanding, that reality that we are your temple, that holiness is our call, and that we need you to pursue it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope this is blessing y'all. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave me a comment, some feedback over there. And then make sure that you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts at. Rate it so others can hear about the value you're getting out of it. And share it so you can get the word out. And I'll see y'all back here on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.